So lately, the Cleveland Indians know how to do just one thing really well. Win.
Swings at the first pitch and a line drive to left field. Caught by Lonnie Chisenhall. It's over. 21 in a row. The Cleveland Indians have set a new record for the longest win streak in American League history.
That's right, and that call came just this afternoon. Right as our show was getting started, the Indians beat the Detroit Tigers 5-3, setting a new American League record, 21 consecutive wins. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, he joins us now as he does most Wednesdays, and he's with us. Bill, what do you think? 21 in a row.
21 in a row. It's not supposed to happen that way in baseball, is it?
No, it really isn't. You have a three-game winning streak, a four-game. You win six of your last seven, but 21 in a row.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, and all of the praise of the Indians, I think, is absolutely and thoroughly justified. And I couldn't be happier for their manager, Terry Francona, who did a stretch here in Boston, most of which was also very successful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was reading a piece in the New York Times by Tyler Kepner, and they quoted, I think, a member of the coaching staff who explained the win streak. He said two words, Terry Francona.
Well, that may be a little oversimplified. The interesting thing about this, and it's not surprising, I suppose, but if you look at the string of games, they won games 11-2, you know, 10-whatever, so they could hit like crazy. They also won a lot of games 3-2, 2-0, scores like that. This was just an example, and I shouldn't speak of it in the past tense because who knows, they may win again. They may stretch their streak next time they play. But it really is an example of a team firing on all cylinders,
really
everything
is
working well. And it's very exciting. And boy, if you're going to have a winning streak, why not put it together halfway through September?
Yeah, really a good time to do that. So here are two fun facts from Sports Illustrated. The Indians have defeated their opponents by a combined score of 139-5 over the 21-game winning streak. And here's one more. Cleveland has trailed for only 5 innings during their winning streak. So I can't do the math, but 21 times 9, what, that's 180, 190 innings. They've trailed by only 5 of those innings. Amazing. So so that's the big winning streak. There's a bit of a losing streak we need to talk about. Less than 3 weeks ago, the Dodgers were 91-36 amidst talk of being one of the best teams in baseball. Then they lost 11 games in a row until last night. They managed to win. But 11 games in a row, what went wrong there?
Almost everything. It reminds me of the year that the Baltimore Orioles won the World Series, and then the next year they were last.
Yeah.
And NPR sent me down to the dugout to ask what went wrong. Nice assignment, huh? And the manager of the Orioles at that point said, well, it's simple. Last year, everything that could go right went right, and this year, everything that could go wrong went wrong. The interesting thing about the Dodgers, though, is that by winning what would have been their 12th loss in a row if they hadn't won, they clinched a place in the playoffs.
Bizarre.
They were so far ahead in their division that all they had to do after losing 11 games was win one.
That's amazing.
To make sure that they would be in the postseason.
So they'll be in the playoffs, and they're still in first place in the National League West.
They're still 93-52. It would be, if you looked at any other team, 93-52. The Red Sox would be delighted to be 93-52 at this point.
That's true. And we're going to talk about the Red Sox in a moment, but one more question about these two streaks. So as you said about the Indians, great time in the year to have a 21-game winning streak. For the Dodgers, even though they're still in a pretty good situation, not a great time in the year to have an 11-game losing streak.
Yeah, I like to imagine that in the Dodgers clubhouse, the conversation goes something like this. Hey, remember when we were really good? Because I think we can do it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be, let's see if we can find what we were doing before that streak. And we'll see. I mean, 93 wins at this point in the season is still quite an achievement. One of the most interesting things about the standings as you look at them at this point is how many divisions feature teams that are so far ahead. The Dodgers, obviously, were so far ahead they could lose 11 games in a row and still be 10 games ahead. The Astros, 14 games ahead in their division. Hmm. The aforementioned Indians, 13.5 games ahead in their division.
It's not fair. Like, they need to win 21 games in a row.
Well,
come on.
They got to be 13 games and 13.5 games ahead by doing that, but The point is, it's a darn good thing there are all these wild card spots. The Nationals, 20 yeah. games ahead, and it's a darn good thing there are these wild card spots, or the season, the drama would have been drained from the season some time ago.
All right, well, I want to ask you about the Red Sox. They're in first place in the American League East. Not a huge gap in front of the Yankees. They're four games ahead of the Yankees. They look like they have a pretty good chance of getting to the playoffs, even winning the American League East. But what do you see for them in the postseason?
Well, if the regular season is useful as a predictor, I don't see great success for the Red Sox, because you look at the Astros, you look at the Indians, and you say, wow, how do you beat teams that win that consistently? But what history has demonstrated is that if you get there, anything can happen. And if you and I had half an hour instead of just a few minutes, we could talk about all the teams that have stumbled into the postseason and then won the World Series, because it's happened lots and lots of times. So, you know, you never give up. The way that baseball is set up now, your goal is to get to the postseason, presumably with a team that's entertaining and fun to watch and all the rest of it, but to get to the postseason. And once you get there, you try and get your pitching in order, because that's when pitching is obviously most important, and then you cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much all I feel about the Red Sox. Cross your fingers and hope for the best, and hope that they hit that postseason during a good streak rather than than a bad one. Really quickly, the New England Patriots, there was talk about them being undefeated this season. They had that disastrous opening game against the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you think? Are they gonna pull it back, get their game back in order?
Well, unfortunately, the fellow who wasn't listening to all that talk about the undefeated season was a guy named Kareem Hunt, who's a running back at Kansas City, and he had the game of a lifetime against the Patriots. Somebody hadn't warned New England about how good this particular running back could be. Also caught two touchdown passes. No, it's a long season. Even a short season for football is a long season. At the end of the first week, you can't really conclude anything. And who knows, maybe this fires everybody up to win the next 15.
All right. That's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs right here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thanks. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure, Anthony.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.